Nearly every small farm in New England had a sugar house in which sap, tapped from maple trees, was boiled down to a sweet syrup or further to a crumbly brown sugar. This practice was also used by Native Americans. Because the boiling sap needed to be watched closely so it didn't burn or the fire didn't go out, settler farmers made this a social event as winter ended, standing around and sharing stories. Come to our maple sugaring demonstrations in February to see what this might have been like. Food in the 19th century contained much less sweetness than our food does now, and it came mostly from fruit, molasses, maple sugar, and dairy products. Making cane sugar in the 18th and 19th centuries was dependent on the enslavement of Africans to grow and process the cane on plantations in the Caribbean islands and southern states. Some abolitionists in the North refused to consume sugar as a protest. To get to the sawmill, go left over the stream, and you'll see the large structure on your left.